Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 12, The Meaning of the Word Modern. Ka ihanu veda batavara janma layogra sarang, yata udagad rishiryam anudeva gana ubaye, tarhi nasanna chasad ubayang nachakala java. Kim api na tatra shastram avakrishya shayita yada. The personified Vedas state that persons who are born after the creation of this material world cannot understand the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by manipulating their material knowledge. Just as a person born in a particular family cannot understand the position of one's great-grandfather who lived before the birth of the recent generation, similarly, we are unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana or Krishna, who exists eternally in the spiritual world. In the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said, Purusha sapara partha bhaktya labhyas tvananyaya yasyantak sthani bhutani yena sarvam idang tatam. The Supreme Person who lives eternally in the spiritual kingdom of God, Sanatana Dham, can be approached only by devotional service. As for the material creation, Lord Brahma is the first created person. Before Lord Brahma, there was no living creature within this material world, for it was void and dark until Lord Brahma was born on the lotus flower sprouted from the abdomen of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. Garbhodakashayi Vishnu is an expansion of Karano Dakashayi Vishnu, and Karano Dakashayi Vishnu is an expansion of Sankarshan, and Sankarshan is an expansion of Lord Balaram. Balaram is the immediate expansion of Lord Krishna. After the creation of Lord Brahma, two kinds of demigods were born. Demigods like the four brothers, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanak Kumar, who are representatives of renunciation of the world, and then demigods like Marichi and their descendants, who are meant to enjoy this material world. From these two kinds of demigods were gradually manifested all other living entities, including the human beings. Thus, any living creature within this material world, including Lord Brahma, all the demigods and all the Rakshasas, are considered to be modern. This means that they were all recently born. Therefore, just as a person recently born in a family cannot understand the situation of one's distant forefather, so anyone within this material world cannot understand the position of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world, because the material world has only recently been created. Although they have a long duration of existence, all the manifestations of the material world, namely the time elements, the living entities, the Vedas, the gross and subtle elements, all are created at some point. Therefore, anything manufactured within this created situation or accepted as a means to understanding the original source of creation is to be considered modern. Thus ends chapter 87, scene 12, the meaning of the word modern. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.